ಓಂ ವಿಷ್ಣು ಪದಾಯ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಪ್ರೇಷ್ಠಾಯ ಭೂತಲೇ ಶ್ರೀಮದೇ ಭಕ್ತಿ ವೇದಾಂತ ಸ್ವಾಮಿನಿತಿ ನಾಮಿನಿ ನಮಸ್ತೆ ಸಾರಸ್ವತಿ ದೇವೇ ಗೌರವಾಣಿ ಪ್ರಚಾರಣೆ ನಿರ್ವಿಶೇಷ ಶೂನ್ಯವಾದಿ ಪಾಶ್ಚಾತ್ಯ ದೇಶಧಾರಿಣಿ ಜಯ ಶ್ರೀ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಚೈತನ್ಯ ಪ್ರಭು ನಿತ್ಯಾನಂದ ಶ್ರೀ ಅದ್ವೈತ ಗದಾಧರ ಶಿವಾಸಾದಿ ಗೌರಭಕ್ತ ವೃಂದ ಹರೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಹರೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ 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 ಹರೇ 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 ರಾಮ ಹರೇ ರಾಮ 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 ಹರೇ ಹರೇ ಓಕೆ ಸೆಕೆಂಡ್ ವರ್ಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಉಪದೇಶಾಮೃತ ಅತ್ಯಾಹಾರ ಪ್ರಯಾಸಶ್ಚ ಪ್ರಜಲ್ಪೋ ನಿಯಮಾಗ್ರಹ ಜನಸಂಗಶ್ಚ ಲೌಲ್ಯಂ ಚ ಷಡ್ಭಿರ್ ಭಕ್ತಿರ್ ವಿನಶ್ಯತಿ. Once devotional service is spoiled when he becomes too entangled in the following six activities: eating more than necessary or collecting more funds than required, over endeavoring for mundane things that are very difficult to obtain, talking unnecessarily about mundane subject matters, practicing the scriptural rules and regulations only for the sake of following them and not for the sake of spiritual advancement, this niyama agraha, or rejecting the rules and regulations of the scriptures and working independently or whimsically, niyama agraha. Fifth is associating with worldly minded persons who are not interested in Krishna consciousness, and sixth is being greedy for mundane achievements. Prabhupada's translation. Okay, so we will discuss the six commentaries on this verse. As we discussed in the first discussion, that the means of developing the ability to control the six urges first starts with a lifestyle that is favorable for developing that inner immunity, which is characterized by the second and third verses, which talk about the favorable factors and the unfavorable factors which can help us develop that inner immunity towards the six urges. So the six unfavorable things are first spoken in this second verse. So atyahara prayasa prajalpo niyamagraha janasangascha laulyamcha. So these six things have to be done consciously on a day-to-day basis. It needs to be done. So then when we avoid these six things, then when the particular urge comes, then we will have the internal ability to resist that urge. So the first verse talks about at the time of the urge manifesting, whereas the second and third speaks about the preparation that is needed to actually develop that that resistance when the urge comes. So this is preparation and that is examination hall. Examination comes in the form of urge to speak, urge of the belly, urge of the genitals, urge of the mind, urge of anger. So how much we are internally wired up to actually resist those urges depends on how carefully we follow these six principles, 6 plus 6, mentioned in 2 and 3. That will, just like, you know, how you have been trained physically, emotionally, mentally, psychologically, in the last 10-15 years in the military training depends on how equipped you are to face the war. India and China are facing off. So how you have been trained in the last 15-20 years determines how war ready you are. So that practice is indicated in second and third verse. So okay, so for example, when there is an opportunity, when there is the urge to eat, and when there is an opportunity to eat, if you constantly keep overeating every time you get an opportunity to eat, then your internal immunity to resist udara vegam keeps going down. So you have an urge to eat and you have the opportunity to eat, but if you eat only in a limited way just to pacify the hunger, we will do that. For kaun sa chapter hai? Theek hai, if you can find the verse let me know, then we will go over the context. Okay. So similarly, when there is an opportunity to speak, and if we constantly endeavor to speak only prajalpa, so then when the urge to speak comes, we will never be able to resist it. So these are things which should be done on a day-to-day basis. Training. Opportunity to speak is there, speak Krishna Katha. So when we train ourselves in this way, then the urge to speak can be resisted. 11.20.21. Okay. What was the context? I forgot. I remember, but context yaad nahi mujhe. So should we actually resist these urges? Because in 11.20.21 it is mentioned that
a horse rider
has to let go and push and pull. One should deal with the senses in that way. Okay. Acha? Okay. First we will discuss and then you share what Darshan Prabhu mentioned. Because I don't want that to influence. Kya bole? Thoda wait karo. We will discuss. First we will discuss here. Otherwise I may get influenced by that. Okay. So this is what is the title of this chapter? 11.20.21. Of course, this section is talking about pure devotion service. Okay. Knowledge and detachment. Okay. Now the way I will do, because you have asked this question, okay, I will go from the first verse. Kyunki context samajhna chahiye na, kiske liye lagu hai, kya hai. But just very quickly we will go through. So Uddhava said, "Oh lotus eyed Krishna, you are the supreme lord, and thus the Vedic literatures consisting of positive and negative intentions constitute your order." So I will put it on the screen. Okay. Wait. Okay. Such literatures focus upon the good and bad qualities of work. So here in the 20th chapter, Jnana, Karma and Bhakti are well defined and the qualifications of each are described. So which means three things are discussed here. Jnana, karma and bhakti. Okay. This is giving some hint. At the end of the last chapter, Krishna said that one should overcome seeing good and bad. Though Uddhava understood the Lord's meaning, he desires to hear from the Lord's mouth an explanation with various examples. Thus, in five verses, he opposes Krishna's statement. Your orders, the Vedas, consist of orders and prohibitions. Aapne hi bola. You only said that there are orders and prohibitions. Now you are telling, stop seeing good and bad. Because your Shastras only say, prohibits from doing bad and recommends to seek good. So now you are telling, stop seeing bad and good. What is the understanding? What is the understanding? Adhikar ke hisab se. When you are on the platform of karma, you have to see bad and good. But when one comes to the platform of bhakti, Dvaita Bhadra Bhadra Jnan Ehi Sabha Brahma. Ehi Bhalo Ehi Vandas Sabha Mano Dharma. So, that does not mean even within bhakti there is good and bad. That is why we do Anukulyasya Sankalpo Pratikulyasya Varjana. So, when Krishna says, stop seeing good and bad, what he is mentioning is, stop seeing good and bad in terms of karma. So, like for example, like they say, dry stool and wet stool. Ultimately, it is stool from that perspective. But from a hog's perspective, dry stool is bad, wet stool is good. Sorry for the example, but mujhe aur kuch yaad nahi aa raha hai. But the point is, from a human being's perspective, I am just trying to explain the adhikar. It's different. Dry stool or wet stool, both are bad. So from a person with karma adhikar, he has to see, is it dharmic, is it not dharmic? So when Krishna says stop seeing good and bad, it is not in an absolute sense. It is from the sense of a karma, from a karmanishta person. Don't see good and bad on that platform. You are not meant for that platform. You are meant for a higher platform. So therefore the consideration is not good and bad according to dharmic or adharmic. It is in terms of what is favorable or unfavorable. Yeah, from one point of view, jnana is beyond good and bad. 20th chapter. Okay. So, in this chapter, 20th chapter, according to Krishna Chakravarti, he is talking about jnana, karma and bhakti. So, wo jo verse hai, kiske liye lagu hai? That is the first hint we are getting here. Okay. Now, let's move ahead. Uddhava continues. He says, differences in varna and ashrama give rise to bad or good, such as pratiloma and anuloma marriages. There is consideration of good and bad objects, places, ages and times. Swarga is considered good and hell is considered bad. Same thing. Like for example, swarga is considered good for whom? Jo sakama karmi hai. Ohi sakama karmi ko, jab nishkama karmi banega, to that same swarga becomes bad. Durenahi avaram karma, buddhi yoga dhananjaya. Buddhau sharanam anvicha, kripanaha falahetava. So what Krishna is mentioning as useless karma is sakama karma. When sakama karma scriptures were written by whom? Krishna only. Vedaischa sarvai rahame vedanta krit vedaviteva chaha. So when Krishna says durenahi avaram karma, this is verse number 2.49. In 2.47, what does he say? 7. Karmanyeva adhikaraste mahaphaleshu kadachana. He is establishing the adhikara of Arjuna. What is your adhikar? Karmanyeva adhikaraste mahaphaleshu kadachana. Your adhikar is nishkama karma yoga, he says. In that context, he says, durenahi avaram karma. What is avaram karma? Degraded activity. Falahetava karma. Because falahetava karma ka star ko par kar liya aapne. Otherwise, before Krishna says hatova prapsasi swargam jitvava bokshase mahim. He tried to capture Arjuna on that platform also. But that same activity Krishna now says, avaram karma. Why? Because karmanyeva adhikaraste ma phaleshu kadachana. Aapka adhikar hai to perform the activity but not enjoy the material fruits of that activity. So, defining something as good or bad depends on the adhikar of that person. What is good for one need not be good for the other person. So, nothing is universally good or universally bad. Everything depends on that position of that person. Okay. So, now he is telling, you only told Sarga is good. Haan, wo kiske liye bola? Then, he says, without seeing in terms of good and bad in the Vedas, which are your words composed of orders and prohibitions, how can the man achieve liberation? Abhi sahi hai, nahi sahi hai, nahi dekhne se, wo abhi, then without any discrimination, if he performs any activity, how will such indiscriminate action, how can it lead to liberation? Valid point, as by Uddhava. O Lord, your Vedas are the best cause of knowledge for Pitrus, Devatas and humans. The Vedas are the means of goal and goal of liberation and Swarga. The Vedas are the means for everything. And in the Vedas it is mentioned. So how can you say, don't see good and bad, which you only recommended in the Vedas? The distinction observed between piety and sin comes from your own Vedic knowledge. It does not arise by itself. Aisa nahi hai ki do char jan saath mein aaye aur ye sin hai, ye piety hai bolke unhone decide nahi kiya. Aapne likha hai Vedas. Usme hi likha hai. Now you are telling stop seeing. What does it mean? By rejecting the Vedas with their injunctions and prohibitions as you seem to be doing now, such distinction between piety and sin will be nullified. I will be bewildered. Are you rejecting your own Vedas? Guess what is going to be Krishna's answer to this? Sve sve adhikare yamishta saguna parikirtita. Kaun sa chapter mein aata hai? Mein aata hai, if my memory is right. Sve sve adhikare yamishta. Kaun sa verse?
11:20:26.
Bola na? Oye, that is the point. Shri Bhagavan Uvacha. What is Krishna going to answer now? Yogastrayo maya proktan dhanam shreyo viditsaya jnanam karmacha bhaktischa na upayo anyosti kutrachit. You see? Teen cheez bol rahe hain. Jnanam karmacha bhaktischa. The Supreme Lord said, because I desire that human beings may achieve perfection, I have presented three methods, the path of jnana, the path of karma and the path of bhakti. Besides these three, there is no other means of elevation. Now he is going to give qualification for karma, jnana and yoga. Nirvinnanam jnana yogo nyasinam iha karmasu teshu anirvinna chittanam karma yogastu kaminam. In this verse he gives qualification for karma and jnana. Nirvinnanam jnana yoga is recommended for those who are unattached to material life and thus reject material activities. Karma yoga is recommended for those who are not disgusted with material life and have great attachment to pleasures. Okay. Yadrichaya matkatado jata shaddosti yahpuman na nirvinno nadi sakto bhakti yogo se siddhida. Qualification for bhakti. Tavat karmani kurvita na nirvidyata yavata matkata shravanado va shraddha yavanna jayate. Okay, so then, till when he should perform karma, that is mentioned here. Then, Swadharmasto yajanyagyer anashi kama uddhava nayati swarga narako yadyanyanna samacharet. O uddhava, a person who is situated in his prescribed duty. Abhi karmanishta ke bare mein bol rahe. Jo karmanishta mein karma ka star pe hai, unka nishta karma ka star pe hai. Properly worshipping the Vedic sacrifices but not desiring the results. हाँ, अगर वो निष्काम कर्मयोग है, वो निष्काम कर्मयोगी है, उसको प्रिस्क्राइब ड्यूटीज के प्रति आ सकती है, पर रिजल्ट्स के प्रति, मटेरियल रिजल्ट्स के प्रति आ सकती नहीं है, तो वो हेवनली प्लैनेट्स नहीं जाएगा. सिमिलरली बाय नॉट परफॉर्मिंग फॉरबिडन एक्शंस यू विल नॉट गो टू हेल. यू सी, यू रिमेंबर द सेम थिंग वी डिस्कस इन भगवद्गीता ऑल्सो. फ्रॉम वेयर? भक्त्यालोक. Same point we discussed. So what is prescribed and vidhi and nishet for karma nishta ke liye vidhi nishet kya hai? Jnana nishta ke liye vidhi nishet kya hai? Bhakti nishta ke liye vidhi nishet kya hai? Now he is telling. Forbidden activities karna nahi chahiye usko aur prescribed duties karna hai. Yehi hai vidhi aur nishet karma nishta ke liye.
Nishkam.
Yeah.
He won't go to heaven.
He won't go to heaven. अस्मिन् लोके वर्तमानः स्वधर्मस्थो अनगशुचिः ज्ञानं विशुद्धम् आप्नोति मद्भक्तिं वा यदृच्छया. फेमस वर्स. अस्मिन् लोके वर्तमानः, वन हु इज सिचुएटेड इन दिस मटेरियल वर्ल्ड, स्वधर्मस्थो, ही इज सिचुएटेड इन स्वधर्म, अनगः, सिनलेस, शुचिः, वेरी क्लीन. सच अ पर्सन, इफ हिज हार्ट हैज बिकम क्लीन, ज्ञानं विशुद्धम् आप्नोति, आफ्टर क्लेंसिंग ऑफ हार्ट ही मे गो टू द प्लेटफॉर्म ऑफ ज्ञान. और मत भक्तिम वा यदृच्छया, यदृच्छया, इफ ही इज फॉर्चुनेट इनफ ही मे टेक अप टू द पाथ ऑफ भक्ति. सो वन हु इज सिचुएटेड इन हिज प्रिस्क्राइब्ड ड्यूटी फ्री फ्रॉम सिंफुल एक्टिविटी एंड क्लेंस्ड ऑफ मटेरियल कंटामिनेशन. मतलब कर्म निष्ठा से ज्ञान निष्ठा का स्तर कैसे आता है और भक्ति निष्ठा का स्तर कैसे आता है, दैट ही इज डिस्कसिंग. So when he is free from material contamination by practice of prescribed duties, when his heart becomes cleansed, then in this life he obtains transcendental knowledge, he becomes qualified for jnana or by fortune, bhakti to me. So if fortune kya hai? If he unexpectedly attains the association with persons practicing pure bhakti, he attains pure bhakti to me. Clear? Now, we are coming quite close to the verse. Now, he says, the residents of both heaven and hell desire human birth on the earth planet because human life facilitates jnana and bhakti, whereas neither heavenly nor hellish bodies provide such opportunities. Now, he has not yet started focusing on bhakti. He is establishing the fortune of either the path of jnana or bhakti as against karma. A human being who is wise should never desire swarga or hell. So there are injunctions for those who are not wise also. That talks about kamya karmas. A human being should also never desire continuous residence on the earth. For by such absorption in the material body, one forgets about jnana and bhakti. So he is telling as a, where? Bhagavad Gita mena, where Krishna tells Arjuna, no. Bhagavatam, second canto, Shukadeva Goswami tells Parikshit Maharaj, I have told you about the various paths and I have also told you about the path that is meant for intelligent people. So he says, therefore there are scriptures according to various people's intelligence. Intelligence here refers to faith. Okay. So because whatever is your level of faith, you will access that level of that kind of scriptures only for your intelligence. Again, if my one can be a very intelligent person on the platform of karma. One can be a less intelligent person on the platform of bhakti. So one can be a topper in second grade one can be a just pass person at the level of masters or PhD also. So the point is, intelligence is connected with Shraddha. Because if you consider, if you have faith in a particular gamut of scriptures, then that's where you will gain your intelligence from. So if your faith is in Karma Shastras, you will gain intelligence from Karma Shastras. If you have faith in Bhakti Shastras, you will gain intelligence from Bhakti Shastras. Like that. Etat vidvan puramrityor abhavaya gatetasah apramatta idam gyatva martyam api artha siddhidam. A wise person knowing that the... So who is a wise person according in this context?
Who is not the Gyani.
Who is... Who is convinced that he has to go beyond karma. Either accept jnana or bhakti. A wise person knowing that the human body, even though temporary, allows attainment of perfection, should act for freedom from samsara before death. Ultimately, you should understand, nato arthayopakalpate. Kamo labaya hi smritaha, as he says. Knowing that the use of human body, he should not be lazy. When a tree in which a bird's nest was constructed is cut down by men cruel as death, the bird gives up the tree without attachment and achieves happiness in another place. Okay. So an example of giving up attachment to the body is given. Giving up his nest built in a tree cut down by persons cruel like Yama, the unattached bird goes away. ठीक है, इसको काट रहा है, मैं दूसरा होल में जाके बैठ जाता हूँ. अहोरात्रे चिद्यमानं बुद्ध्वायुर् भववे भयवेपतुः मुक्तसंग परं बुद्ध्वा निरीह उपशाम्यति. Knowing that one's duration of life is being similarly cut down by the passing of days and nights, one should be shaken by fear. In this way, giving up all material attachment and desire, one understands the Supreme Lord and achieves perfect peace. Okay. Then, in this context, he says, Nidadeham adhyam sulabham sudurlabham plavam sukalpam gurgar nadaram. Puman bhagabdim nataret sa atmaha. Okay.
This is bringing up the person in karma.
So he is just raising him above the level of karma. Okay. So he says, explanation, the destitute man finding a touchstone throws it in the mud. The human body is a source of all desirable fruits. It is difficult to attain since it is impossible to attain by millions of attempts, but it is easily attained since it is attained by good fortune. Having attained the boat, which is by great luck, skillfully made, which has a captain, when one surrenders to Guru, pushed by favorable wind by me, when I am served, one can cross the ocean of material existence. Some say this is the result for Jnanis, since the topic is Jnana. Okay? It is not suitable for pure devotees, since their goal is not deliverance from material suffering. But others say, that though the pure devotee does not strive for this, they also achieve it automatically. Because liberation is an unsought result for bhakti. So here, Chakravarti Pad is clarifying, the section is on jnana. Okay, we are in verse number 17. Okay, now 18th. Yadarambesh nirvinno viraktah samyatendriha abhyasen atmano yogi dared achalam manah. Clearly jnana. Okay. When a person becomes disgusted with material endeavors, nirvit, becomes detached from the results of prescribed duties, controls his senses by practice and follows yamas and niyamas, he should concentrate to make his mind steady. So now, Chakravarti Pad mentions, having praised the human body which allows practice of both jnana and bhakti, Krishna speaks of actions necessary for persons qualified for jnana. Okay. Their initial state is described in 9.5 verses. We don't even have to go further. He has clarified here only. Next 9.5 verses. Okay. Why not? 21. It falls within this category. आगे पढ़ना है? पढ़ेंगे फिर भी. But that is not direct bhakti verse. Na. It is a generic verse. Practice according to your adhikar. That's what it says. When the mind which attempts to concentrate becomes doubly agitated and suddenly deviates, one should carefully bring the mind under control, giving some regard for its expectations. He says, when the mind concentrated with effort suddenly becomes doubly agitated from its initial position with great intensity, one should bring it under control by showing some slight regard for fulfilling its needs. A context may. Double agitation takes place when one begins to concentrate on the strong urges of lust and other emotions. One should not disregard the actions of the mind, conquering the life airs and the senses by intelligence endowed with sattva. One should bring the mind under control. Okay. Now, yesha vai paramo yogo manasa sangraha smritah hridaya gyatvam avit anvichan damyasyeva avrito muhuhu. Giving regard to the mind is the highest process of controlling it. Matlab usko jo chahiye samjho aur de do usko. One should carefully observe its movements, just as one first observes the mood of the horse one desires to subdue before putting on the reins. Here he is telling, observe the mind, understand what it wants, then you subdue it. Okay, here I will again read the explanation. The path of giving regard to the mind is praised using an example. Controlling the mind by this path of fulfilling its expectation is the highest method. For whom? For the gyanis. Like inspecting the inclinations of the mind of a horse, what one desires to control, one inspects the inclinations of one's heart. It is impossible to control the horse suddenly simply by thinking that the horse should know one's intentions. One should follow its movements carefully. Similarly, one should follow the movements of the mind. Then one can put on the reins and direct the horse to go. One should not give up. Okay. Anyway, so the point is, he says, with the mood is to understand where the mind, manogatir avichanna, where is the manogati, where is it going, to understand that.
When you say that, the mind cannot take.
So gradually take it.
And
what we understand, ours is engage it in a favorable devotional activity, which it will not rebel. So anyway, but the point is, that is why main directly a verse ka explanation mein kyun nahi gaya. Let's forget whatever we read from 1 to 20. Okay, now I am directly reading this. The path of giving regard to the mind is praised using an example. Controlling the mind by this path of fulfilling its expectation is the highest method. Does it explain the context? So first thing, in the beginning verse only it is mentioned that here Krishna is speaking about three kinds of people. So which means not every verse is meant for a devotee. And gradually when we read ahead, ek verse may indicate kar diya, next 9.5 verses will talk about jnana. So the verse itself is not meant for the practice of devotees. So this is why Jiva Goswami quotes this verse from one of the shastras. Purva apara anurodena konvarto abhimato bhavet iti adyam uhanam tarka shushka tarkam tu varjayet. So what is shastra yukti? How do you, even though Rupa Goswami says that by logic you cannot understand bhakti, but at the same time he says, when he defines a uttamadhikari, he says shastre yuktau cha nipuna. He is an expert in Shastra and logic, he says. So how do you reconcile this? on one side you say that yukti or logic you cannot understand Krishna, and on another say another context you say that the uttama adhikari is an expert in logic. So Jiva Goswami reconciles this. He says, what kind of logic should be rejected, what kind of logic should be cultivated? He says, purva apara anurodena konvarto abhimato bhavet iti adyam ohanam tarkaha. He says, what was spoken before, what was spoken later, who spoke it, to whom did he speak, what was the purpose of speaking, to establish what? Was it spoken in jest? Was it spoken seriously? Was it spoken as an instruction? Was it spoken in sarcasm? So unless you know everything, you take that verse alone and try to understand it, it cannot give the right meaning. Shushka tarkam, that is called a shushka tarka. You take that one statement out of its context and use your material logic to evaluate that statement. He says, shushka tarkam to varjayet. One should give up this kind of dry logic. So therefore, even though it took time, but it was worth the time, isn't it? So this is the means that is recommended actually. Because I don't remember reading this chapter. I taught this chapter in Thane, but mujhe exactly yaad nahi aa raha tha ki wo verse ka context exactly kya tha. So now the context is set and now the understanding is clear.
This kind of verse is not applicable to devotees.
No, I mean its application will take on a devotional connotation, you know, how it is applicable. So give it means what? Give what? Give a favorable, likable devotional engagement. That is the application for devotees. Gaane ka acha lagta hai, kirtan mein lagao. So like that. Nahi, the main point here is understand the context. That is the most important point. So ultimately, in what is the most important part of a particular verse is to understand the context of that verse. Because the context will explain many, many things. Is there an allegory? Like Puranjan ka pastime hai. To beech mein aapko ye allegory bolke aapko pata hi nahi. Aap seedha verse ko padh rahe hain. So, most important point of that whole thing is to know that it's an allegorical presentation. So, whether a particular thing has to be taken literally or allegorically, or is there a metaphor involved? So, these things are very important.
It will lead us to actually, the prana is a form of snake in 5 days.
देखो भागवतम में लिखा है. सो दीज आर इंपॉर्टेंट एक्चुअली. ओके सो नाउ यू टेल राजेशम प्रभु दिस थिंग.
Practitioner can also do in the purview of conquest or bhakti. Like for example, you are giving, like somebody may like to sue. That is not actually a leap of bhakti. But it is a love. Somebody can also swim in the river or the pond. So some devotee sometimes may go and swim with Krishna. So certain person can identify certain things what they feel like to do. And when the mind creates agitation, they know that little letting the hours like that. You can do those activities beyond the range
within the purview of bhakti.
For certain time you can do it, again you practice your
correct.
Both activity need to
listen.
Isn't it this? कोर एक्टिविटी में नहीं है तो थोड़ा हो गया सेकेंडरी पेरिफेरल है
माय माइंड इज वेरी ट्रबल
आई मीन ठीक है मतलब अभी किसी को
स्विमिंग
वॉकिंग करता है स्विमिंग करता है कोई इट्स ओके बट दैट डस नॉट मीन दैट we have to keep on hanging out in the peripheral ring only.
Goal is to practice the core thinking.
So ultimately we have to understand that the peripheral ring is to help us. It should not decrease our trust in the potential of bhakti to give us fulfillment. ऐसा नहीं है कि मैं आध्यात्मिक प्रगति के लिए भक्ति करूंगा फुलफिलमेंट के लिए पेरिफेरल रिंग में रहूंगा ऐसा नहीं सो नाउ आई एम गेटिंग पुल्ड इन द आउटसाइड द पेरिफेरल रिंग इनटू सम सिंफुल डिजायर्स एंड करेंटली माय करंट स्टेट इज दैट आई एम नॉट एबल टू जस्ट टेक शेल्टर ऑफ भक्ति एंड ओवरकम इट फॉर द टाइम बीइंग बट अल्टीमेटली वन शुड even engagement in that particular thing should be in the mood of eventually developing taste in the activities of devotional service only. So one should not come to the conclusion that satisfaction through peripheral activities and progress through core activities. That is not the understanding. And then peripheral will become the core. Because ultimately satisfaction only matters. Ashantasya kutas sukham. सोलह माला तो करूंगा
व्हेन
द माइंड इज रियली ट्रबलिंग ठीक है नहीं बट अभी वो पेरिफेरल एक्टिविटी में क्या क्या आता है वो भी है सी स्विमिंग ओके वॉकिंग ओके साइकिलिंग ओके योगा योगा ठीक है ना मतलब फॉर हेल्थ पर्पसेस फाइन बट बियॉन्ड दैट आई मीन इफ समवन सेज दैट लाइक सो मेनी मूवी बोले
Which
movie? So yeah, that is what you know. See, अभी इसका लिमिट ही नहीं है एक्चुअली आई मीन वी हैव टू सी वेयर दीज आइडियाज आर कमिंग फ्रॉम दैट इज द मोस्ट इंपॉर्टेंट थिंग If you know there are verses like this, yukta ahara viharasya yukta cheshtasya karmasu. It's not that there is nothing mentioned about recreation in our scriptures at all. And the acharyas have also commented upon it. So now we have to see where these ideas are coming from. And that has to be traced out. That's where the
playing cricket. Many people did that after that. These few of them have told me now. I feel more passionate.
You have got the experience.
Yeah.
Our retreat.
Na, isliye main para retreat mein itna cricket khela. Uske baad main retreat jana hi band kar diya. Because I
control. Abhi kam ho
raha hai. एज भी हो गया क्या उसके बाद बिकॉज यू हैव नॉट फ्लेक्स दोस मसल्स फॉर सो लॉन्ग उसके बाद इतना दुखता है कि पूछो मत ओके उपदेश प्रकाशिका इज द कमेंट्री बाय श्री राधारमण गोस्वामी. उपदेश प्रकाशिका टीका पीयूष वर्षिणी वृत्ति इज भक्ति विनोद ठाकुर, अनुवृत्ति इज भक्ति सिद्धांत ठाकुर. ओके सो उपदेश प्रकाशिका we have some time, at least we will start. Okay. So, Srila Radharaman Goswami mentions, in the beginning stage of the practice of bhakti, the material proclivity is prominent in the hearts of the sadhakas. Therefore, they are unable to subdue the six overwhelming passions described in the first verse. So, when the material proclivities are very strong, it is not possible to do vacho vegam manasa krodha veham vishahet, to resist. Consequently, in this condition, many tendencies that are very harmful to bhakti develop in the hearts of the sadhakas. In this verse, those injurious tendencies are being described for the benefit of the sadhakas. So, when one is not able to subdue the six passions, then what tendencies will manifest? The tendency for atyahara, prayasa, prajalpa, niyamagraha, janasanga and lavalyam. The word atyahara means to eat more than required or to accumulate material objects.
So, this passions and objects are 60 values.
फीस्ट नहीं है ना, फीस्ट है क्या? सांबर राइस ना.
दिस पैशंस एंड ऑब्जेक्ट्स इट वाज अ फीस्ट फॉर आश्रम व्हिच इज टर्न इनटू नाउ कांग्रीगेशन प्रसाद.
द वर्ड प्रयास
दिस पैशन एंड ऑब्जेक्ट्स
सेम ना, आर्ज पैशन सेम. इच्छा हां
इच्छा.
The word prayas means to endeavor for worldly objects or to be engaged in activities that are opposed to bhakti. The word prajalpa means to uselessly criticize and gossip about others, which is a gross misuse of time. The word niyamagraha, when broken into its constituent parts, now you see what, where Prabhupada writes, comes from anuvritti, which comes from Piyusha Varshini, which comes from Upadesha Prakashika. This is parampara actually. The word Niyamagraha, when broken into its constituent parts, has two meanings. Niyama Agraha, overzealousness in following the rules, and Niyama Agraha, failure to accept rules. When the first meaning is applied, it refers to enthusiasm for those rules that yield an inferior result, such as promotion to the heavenly planets, leaving aside the endeavor for the superior attainment of the service of the Lord. You see, in our, can you think of, yeah, in current scenario, can you think of some cases where we are overzealously attached to some instructions which are probably given in the scriptures, but not for practice of sadhakas?
Lunar solar eclipse.
Yeah, or many other such things which may be relevant for those with karma nishta, we take and overemphasize it, like we were discussing in the Bhagavad Gita discussion about
samskara.
10 types of samskaras. These are not completely mandatory for, in one sense, devotees. There is something called not recommended, non-mandatory, mandatory, and harmful. Four categories are there: harmful, not recommended, not mandatory, and mandatory. So, these 10 types of samskaras would come in the category of not mandatory. not recommended. Not recommended or mandatory. So these are mandatory for those who have karma nishta. Like we read from the same Niyamagraha section written by Bhaktivinoda Thakur in his Bhaktya Loka. Incidentally, Bhagavad Gita mein ohi pade humne. Maybe it's still open. I will just try to see. From the bhakti point of view,
look to the Prabhupada ke sari conversations ka analysis kiya
hai.
So when he was establishing beginning, he didn't emphasize, but towards it, his departure, he emphasized on
50%
so on
See, certain samskaras, like for example, garbhadana samskar. Okay, so garbhadana samskara mein, the point is, just because the husband is a devotee, wife is a devotee, is it mandatory that the child will also be a devotee?
Yeah.
Not necessary. So, in case if the child is not a devotee, then he will most likely have karma nishta. So, karma nishta ke liye mandatory hai na? Dasha vidha samskaras. I will read from... It can, but it is, that is also not a rule. It is not a rule. A rule nahi hai. Of course, in ISKCON, Garbhadana Samskara is not the same as the kind of Garbhadana Samskara that may be practiced in the, you know, according to the karma rules. Abhi dekho, I will read. Niyama Graha mein hi, Bhakti Vinod Thakur ka ye hai. He says that Niyamagraha as explained by Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur in Sri Bhaktiya Loka. Okay. Niyamas are rules are of two kinds, vidhis and nishedas. Prescriptions and prohibitions. Whatever is enjoined as one's duty is a prescribed rule. Whatever is enjoined as restricted is a prohibited rule. Okay. So, then he says conditioned souls are eligible to attain very exalted position from a low position. And between these two positions, there are many other positions. That is a key sentence. Condition, absolutely materialistically conditioned state and Krishna Prem. Iske beech mein bahut sara star hai. Each position is a gradual step. Each gradual step is a distinct level of advancement. Each and every gradual step has different prescriptions and prohibitions. Ek ek step mein vidhi aur nishet change hota hai. Whenever a living entity steps to one level and stays there, he is obliged to follow the prescriptions and prohibitions of that particular step. By following those enjoined prescriptions and prohibitions, one becomes eligible to attain the next step. तो वो स्तर पे आप उसका विधि और निषेध को ठीक तरह से पालन करेंगे तो आप आगे वाला स्टेप में जाने के लिए योग्य हो जाएंगे. If one is unable to attain the next step, he falls down to a lower step. This is called degradation. Okay. Then he quotes this verse. स्वेस्वे अधिकारे या निष्ठा सगुण परिकीर्तितः विपर्ययस्तु दोषस्याद् उभयोरेष निश्चय. Steadiness in one's own position is declared to be actual piety, whereas deviation from one's position is considered impiety. Matlab, basically, guna is what? When there is a match between adhikar and prescribed duties, what he is doing. And dosha is what? When there is a mismatch. Agar kisi ka karma nishta hai, wo jnana nishta ka jo duties hai, wo kar raha hai, to dosha ho gaya. Kisi ka bhakti nishta hai, और कर्म निष्ठा वाला का एक्टिविटीज कर रहा है तो दोष हो गया. सो कर्म निष्ठा पर्सन शुड डू एक्टिविटीज प्रिस्क्राइब्ड फॉर हिम, ज्ञान निष्ठा पर्सन सिमिलरली एंड भक्ति निष्ठा पर्सन सिमिलरली, देन इट इज गुणा. दैट इज व्हाट इट इज मेंशन. इफ ही इज, व्हाई ही इज डूइंग एक्टिविटीज ऑफ भक्ति, बिकॉज उसका फेथ होगा. सी, for those qualified for karma, he can do activities of bhakti, but he cannot give up his own activities. Because bhakti is yatsyat sarvatra sarvada. It's the only path which can be practiced by anyone under any circumstance.
But that's not a mismatch
in that case. That case it is not mismatch. But if he gives it up, it is a mismatch. If he gives up karma, it is a mismatch. He is not supposed to.
Full shraddha
bhakti mein nahi hai. So he should not give up karma. Yeah. The prescriptions and prohibitions in the living entity's constitutional position are constitutional rules. Okay. But when the living entity is separated from his transcendental position, he accepts designations given by the illusory energy and is entangled in this world. These are false designations. What are false designations? Karma Yogi, Jnana Yogi, Ashtanga Yogi. These are all false designations. These designations are of many varieties, but the constitutional situation is one without a second. In the eternal state of the living entity, prema is the only prescription and envy is the only prohibition. The prescription and prohibition is subordinate to the living entity's eternal nature. Okay, I will read. Although in the conditional state, the rules are different, are of different types, still all the steps are divided into three principal categories: karma, jnana, and bhakti.
Each step.
Huh?
All the steps
within bhakti also there are steps, na? Shraddha, sadhu, sangha, bhajana, kriya. In each division, certain prescriptions and certain prohibitions are enjoined. Karma ke liye vidhi nisheda alag hai, jnana ke liye vidhi nisheda alag hai, bhakti ke liye vidhi nisheda alag hai. Abhi karma ke liye vidhi kya hai? He is going to tell now. In the karma division, hear carefully. In the karma division, the rules of varnashrama and the 10 supplementary samskaras as well as regulative prayers are vidhi prescribed.
Can you regulate
Sandhya Vandana? Sins and bad habits are prohibited. ओके ये कर्म के लिए है. ज्ञान के लिए क्या है? संन्यास इज रिकमेंडेड, रेनन्सिएशन इज रिकमेंडेड, डिटैचमेंट इज रिकमेंडेड, डिस्कसिंग बिटवीन मैटर अबाउट मैटर एंड स्पिरिट द डिफरेंस बिटवीन देम दैट इज रिकमेंडेड. व्हाट इज निषेध? फॉरबिडन क्या है? फ्रुइटिव एक्टिविटीज फॉरबिडन है, सिंफुल एक्टिविटीज फॉरबिडन है एंड अटैचमेंट टू सेंस एंजॉयमेंट आर फॉरबिडन. ये विधि और निषेध फॉर ज्ञान निष्ठा. भक्ति निष्ठा के लिए विधि और निषेध क्या है? योगारुरुक्षु में भक्ति के लिए प्रिस्क्राइब्ड क्या है? इनडिफरेंस. इनडिफरेंस मतलब ज्ञान कर्मादि अनावृतम. ही शुड नॉट, ही शुड बी इनडिफरेंट टुवर्ड्स कर्म, ज्ञान एक्सेट्रा, योगा एक्सेट्रा. Performance of activities favorable for devotion, anukulyasya sankalpo. Cultivating devotional service with the help of those prescriptions and prohibitions, these are prescribed. And opposed kya hai? Jnana. All activities opposed to the Lord, jnana, artificial renunciation, attachment to sense enjoyment, conclusions opposed to devotional service and giving up devotional actions are prohibited. So in this way, vidhi and nishedh are according to one's adhikar.
So the indifference there itself says that he doesn't take it too seriously.
Yeah. So therefore, one should understand that yeah, we were discussing about Dashavidha Samskaras. These can be favorable for a child who has not yet clearly shown whether he has Bhakti Adhikar or not. So how do you know? So if he does not get the Samskaras, he is qualified for that. So in that sense it is fine. But with that understanding, but one should not say that these 10 samskaras are mandatory for devotees.
How to understand a child showing some symptoms of
bol nahi sakte. वो बाद में ही पता चलेगा.
सेफ
प्रिकॉशन. हाँ, फॉर सेफ्टी पर्पस वी कैन डू.
बट
नहीं, दैट दोस 10 टाइप्स ऑफ संस्कारस आर नॉट फॉर मेकिंग हिम अ डिवोटी. इट इज नॉट लाइक दैट.
सो डिवोटी इज डूइंग फॉर देयर चाइल्ड. दैट इज
मैं भी एक्स्ट्रा माना कि अभी ऐसे तो हम डिवोटी हम कोई भी नहीं करेंगे और हमारे घर में बहुत सारे बस.
हां नहीं नहीं,
दे प्लान. ओके, दिस इज गुड टाइम एंड
दे चैंट रिचैंट सिक्स राउंड्स करके करते ऐसा है सुना है.
Yeah, yeah.
Both of the
so, couples. See, this is not the traditional Garbhadhana samskar way, nahi hai.
Even in Mayapur, Gurukul, they, as part of their understanding, they visited local Brahmins. And from their understood, they, you know, devotee. But that person wrote, I have one son who I got, he got without doing Garbhadhana. And there is one I got after doing
Garbhadhana.
He said, this my son without Garbhadhana is very ordinary. And this one which I have got after doing Garbhadhana, he is very, very sattvic, he is very vast system.
No, no. See, we are not here debating the efficacy of samskaras. Here we are discussing that whether for devotees they are mandatory or not. So in Satkriya Saradipika, he has, because householders in those times, they cannot artificially usko, you know, they cannot estrange themselves from the society. So therefore he has given Krishna conscious adaptations of those 10 samskaras.
Because of the society that time.
But if you say 10 samskaras are mandatory, then my question is, all our spiritual masters, Vardhamana Acharyas, who have come from a society in which there were no samskaras followed, are they qualified to go back home, back to Godhead or not? Or do they have to take birth again, do the 10 samskaras and then practice bhakti and go back? No, no, no. No. See, see, out of the 64 limbs, 10 samskaras are not there. Na? See, that is why even in, while describing Raganuga Bhakti, Vishnajagar Thakur mentions, you see the principle. Context is slightly different, but you see the principle. He says, there are what to accept, what to reject. He says, there are 5 levels. One he says is Bhava Maya. Okay. Then there is Bhava Sambandhi. Then there is Bhava Anukul. Then there is Bhava Avirodha. Then there is Bhava Virodha. 5 levels of things. Abhi jo Vaidhi se Raganuga Sadhana Bhakti mein pravesh kar raha hai, to How can he decide which ones to accept, which ones to not accept? He says, Bhava Maya, first category. He says, if he is aspiring, a person qualified for Raganuga Sadhana, we are talking about him. If he is aspiring for, say, Sakya Rasa. So then, hearing about Krishna's pastimes with the Gopas, you know, the Pauganda Leela, that is Bhava Maya, very absolutely his bhava, it is connected to Sakya Rasa. So that is absolutely mandatory to nourish his rasa. Then there is bhava sambandhi. Bhava sambandhi means that which is very, which can complement his bhava. This is, he says, the 5 most potent limbs, last 5 most potent limbs. And also initial 4-5 limbs which talk about surrendering to a guru, serving the guru. He says, this is. So this is Bhava Sambandhi. Then there is Bhava Anukul. Bhava Anukul means certain limbs which may sort of be a little bit complementary, but it is not absolutely mandatory also. Then there is Bhava Avirodha. Bhava Avirodha, he says that marking the body with the 39 limbs, first 20 and last 5 chodke, beechwala 39 limbs is Bhava Avirodha. Bhava Avirodha means neutral limbs, which Raganuga Sadhaka may practice, may not practice, doesn't matter really. And then there are, fifth is Bhava Pratikul, those which are directly opposed to the Bhava, which is like worshipping Rukmini Dwarakadish and performing certain nyasas, mudras, which are specifically recommended for Vaidhi Sadhakas, but may not be very conducive for Raganuga Sadhaka, those limbs he should not practice actually. So, the point is, in any practice, even though here the specific terminologies are not mentioned by Rupa Goswami in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, this is a presentation by Vishnachakrita Kuru in his Raghavartma Chandrika, he writes. But the principle is, he is presenting a principle here that one should evaluate. So, these are not in one sense, you know, Bhava Maya. So, these are sort of, maybe it can be complementary. It can be complementary. Like for example, when a devotee, when a child takes up to bhakti, having lived a sinful life, and when a child takes up to bhakti, having lived a pious life, so definitely the child having lived a pious life will have to do very little. His bhakti has to do less hard work to do the anartha nivritti thing. So for that purpose, the samskaras can keep the child in a kind of healthy, safe, pious mindset. But even that, what Gopal Bhatta Goswami has given in Satkriya Saradipika is a devotional adaptation, is a pure devotional adaptation of those samskaras, so that the devotees, householder devotees who take up to bhakti won't have to be criticized by the outside world for being like an avadut for that purpose. Yes. So therefore, aap satkriya saradipika mein jo dashavida samskar diya hai aur baki isme aap diya hai, uska, you know, there will be a lot of difference actually.
Outside world
ko, you should not be seen, because it will discourage other people to take up to bhakti. Because householders have a responsibility to set the right example for others. If they see that you are not performing the samskaras, they will also give up the samskaras. But you have given up because you have bhakti, but they have given up despite not having the qualification for bhakti. What will protect them?
This understanding is very important.
So therefore, one has to... So therefore, here Bhaktivinoda Thakur says that Dashavidha Samskaras are karma nishtha ke liye bhava maya hai. Absolutely mandatory. But for devotees, here samskaras means what we are talking about. Especially the early samskaras, garbhadana, simantanayan and all those things. They are... When performed with chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra and with a devotional adaptation, it's another reason to give a spiritual vibration to the child.
Okay, that's all. Regarding the importance of samskara, so what should be our reply then?
Yeah, it can be... See, you have to present it in such a way they don't develop more faith in the rituals described in the other scripture. It has to enhance their faith in bhakti. It has to be presented as a part of devotional activity only. You give a devotional vibration to the child. Like that. That should be the understanding, and that is the way in which the book is also written. So it's an Satkriya Sara Deepika is an devotional adaptation of the Smartha Vidhis that are followed. And of course, because Gopal Bhatta Goswami was also from Sri Vaishnava Sampradaya, so he would have presented only the devotional aspects of it, of those samskaras, like that. So one should understand
even
that.
Even basically, like NASA, DSO, Chakshu,
like that. Okay, so we will end this discussion here and we will continue this tomorrow. So again, 12 to 2 tomorrow we will meet for Bhagavad Gita and 2:30 to 4 for NOI. Srila Prabhupada ki, Srila Rupa Goswami Pad ki, Upadeshamrit ki.